Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. A city judge has upheld murder charges against a man accused of killing a Philadelphia police officer last year. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson was the only reporter in the courtroom, and she has more.
Officer Jamie Roman's body camera shows what starts as just a car stop. Roman and his partner speaking with the man they pulled over, who authorities say is Ramon Vasquez, on June 22nd of 2024. It happens along F Street near Venango and Harrogate. But when the partner sees a gun holster on the car floor, the defendant starts to run. Roman chases behind. The camera is shaking. Then the suspect turns, points a gun, then pop, pop, pop. Suddenly, the video is still. Shows a fall to the ground, blood pooling in the street. Bob Wainwright is homicide supervisor for the district attorney's office.
The defendant actually squares up to fire his shots, and then he fires 3 shots and he hits Officer Roman behind the left ear.
Surveillance video captures the route the suspect took after the shooting, allegedly trying to carjack someone and then running to a home a few blocks away with people inside. The suspect was eventually arrested. A medical examiner also testified 31-year-old Roman was shot in the ear through the cheek and arrived at the hospital without a pulse. Doctors revived him and then did everything over 3 months to heal him, but he remained in a coma, suffering from strokes and pneumonia. On September 10th, the young father and husband died. The judge upheld mostly all the charges against Vasquez, including murder, murder of a law enforcement officer in the first degree, kidnapping, and related offenses. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police are looking for the driver involved in a hit-and-run crash on North Broad Street that left a man dead. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from police headquarters.
Crash investigators are searching for clues and surveillance footage as they try to identify and find the driver who hit the victim and left the scene overnight. It was about 12:30 in the morning at Broad and Lehigh. Investigators say the driver of a dark SUV was speeding, going north on Broad, when they hit a man in the middle of the street. Police say the victim was crossing even though he had a red light. So police say the driver didn't stop, and the 60-year-old victim was rushed over to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead there a short time later. Police say the dark SUV may have been a Buick or a Chevy. They're looking for tips from the public as they investigate this deadly hit-and-run that happened on North Broad Street. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania State Police are looking for the driver who shot at another during a road rage incident this morning on I-95 North. It happened around 5 a.m. between Aramingo and Cottman Avenues. Authorities say the driver of an older maroon Honda Civic fired 4 rounds at a 51-year-old man driving alongside him northbound. They say his car was struck, but the victim was able to get away from the gunfire and exit the highway. The car is described as a 4-door sedan with tinted windows. Anyone who may have seen something or know the driver is asked to call state police. SEPTA has a deep budget deficit, but the transit agency says it's not cutting back on police. We get the story now from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Have respect for the law. 13 more SEPTA transit officers were sworn in Monday, taking the SEPTA police force up to 192. SEPTA budgets for 214 officers, and despite the budget crisis, Transit Police Chief Chuck Lawson says he's been told to keep hiring. He says SEPTA saw a significant drop in crime last year, and there's been little change so far in 2025.
We have shown an ability to show that we, as long as we're committed to the cause, that we can get crime under control. And we have now for 2 years.
SEPTA GM Scott Sauer says having officers visible makes a difference.
People are less inclined to behave poorly when they know that there's a strong police presence on the system.
Meantime, the SEPTA board votes on its doomsday budget next week, and Sauer put the chances of a state funding solution that would head off deep service cuts at 50-50. At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Crews started demolishing the toll plazas at the Mid-County and Norristown interchanges on the PA Turnpike. Drivers will see some lane closures there, but otherwise it should be business as usual, says Turnpike Press Secretary Marissa Orbanet.
With the move to all electronic tolling in 2020, all of our customers are either Easy Pass or toll by lane or toll by plate. So there will be no changes to either of our customers. They can continue driving through the interchanges as they normally would.
In January, the Turnpike shifted to an open road tolling system where tolls are collected through overhead gantries along the highway. Orbanek says all the toll plazas on the eastern end of the Turnpike should be demolished by the end of 2026. That's the old local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.